Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about, this is another tweet episode.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This is a new tradition we have where Stelly Efti reads Heaton's tweets and once in a while thinks, huh, this is both very wise and kind of curious, and there's something here that we should probably unpack for the audience on the Startup Chat. So I'm going to read the tweet that you posted recently, Heaton, and then I'm going to ask you what prompted it, and we'll just see what unfolds. So
sounds good.
Here's the tweet. Should have done this earlier, all in quotes. I should have done this earlier. A statement full of frustration and relief at the same time. All right. So what made you tweet this?
Yeah, it's one of those things that's related to another thing that I really kind of have funny feelings about. And that thing is this idea that if you felt like you were dumber a year ago, you know, you're growing, you know, or you felt dumb for some opinion you had or thought you had or thing you did a year ago or whatever, you're growing. So it's very similar to that, where it's like, sometimes you just have those moments, and this is very, it's personal life and work and business, but like, you have those moments where like, oh, should have done this earlier. And sometimes it's just an idea that you had and you're like, crap, like that's just the one. Or like for like let's say a marketing channel or something like that, that you just didn't think of that all of a sudden you did, just to give a very simple example. Or it's something that you just did and you're like, oh, they should have done that earlier. So it's kind of like this feeling that I get sometimes. And I'm frustrated because I wish I would have figured it out earlier. But I'm also very relieved because I figured it out. I finally figured it out. You know, I got it. All right, cool. So it was one of those moments where I felt that and felt like I had to share just to release it. And get over myself. So that was it. It was just that.
You know, what's funny is that I should have done this earlier. There's many flavors of this, right? There's one that is more regretful. And then there is a version of this that's just more relieved. Like, I should have done this earlier, but the underlying energy is, I'm happy I've done it now, right? I'm happy.
Yes.
Like, This is the Chinese proverb of like, 20 years ago was the best time to plant a tree. The second best time is today or something like that. It's like, all right, I didn't get it done, but thank God I got it done now, right? But then there's also the, I didn't get it done then. Yeah, I got it now, but why didn't I get it done then? I think that the difference between the two is that one is focused on the past versus the other one is focused on the present. And if you highlight away the past higher, then there's more regret there. Why didn't I do this earlier? Fuck. Versus if you highlight the present, you're like, should have done this earlier, but you know, thank God I've done it now. You know, thank God now it's done. Like, because I know this guy could very easily been another X amount of time before I would have done it. Right. So I'm thankful and grateful that now it's done. And so it's interesting. It's the same statement, could be the same situation, but the thing you focus on changes the way you feel about it and then completely changes the energy around it. It's sad in a way because oftentimes we all have, especially as founders, a lot of, wish we'd done this earlier, moments, right? When you do something that now really clicks or works and it's not the first time you thought of it. It's not the first time it came up and you're like, we'd only done it a bit earlier. But the thing you focus on really changes that moment from a celebration to almost like, it almost doesn't matter. You're like, you know, like we've done this so late. It's so terrible. It doesn't almost matter that we've got it done. Like there's just no joy in it. There's no, you get zero benefits from having it done. Yeah. You're just like so bummed out. You didn't do this earlier that you're like, we got it done, but who cares? We should have done it earlier. And now, on a pure materialistic point of view, it doesn't matter. It was done. Like how you feel about it.
It got done.
So how you feel about it doesn't matter. But it matters a shit ton, because the way you feel now will determine what you'll do next. Right?
That's right.
And if
That's
you right. are totally bummed out, frustrated, and remorseful, or like, you know, heartbroken about something, chances are you're not going to get a lot of things done next, right? Chances are you're not going to feel any energy to do more. You're just going to feel like, what's the fucking point? Yeah, I got this done, but I should have done this a year ago. What is the point of even going on when we're this late, right? And now I guarantee that with that energy, the next thing you do is probably not much. Like, you're not going to do anything. Versus in the other scenario, you get it done. It's as late, right? You've missed out as much, but you're now excited. You celebrate at the moment. You're like, what else can I get done that I should have gotten done? You know, what is the other thing we should do that has been a good idea a year ago? Like, you are energized. And so the way you feel doesn't matter for the thing you've just got done, but it matters to a tremendous amount for what you're going to do next.
Yep, absolutely.
Does it matter for you? Is that, I'm curious, is it a general attitude thing? Do you find yourself mostly being like, when I got something done that I should have done earlier, kind of relieved and happy about it in the moment and kind of gives me the boost to keep going? Or does it depend on what it is somewhere? It's a big thing, if it's a small thing.
I'm trying to make it so it doesn't depend on it, right? Like, really, does it really matter? You know, because like, I'm trying to make it so it doesn't matter. Because that's, I don't know. We haven't really talked about this specifically, but like, we set conditions for ourselves. Mm. And that's a condition that you're setting on yourself. And you're kind of setting yourself up for failure, in my opinion, if you start getting negative with yourself about these types of things. And it's easy to do for a lot of us. And so I'd rather have a much more optimistic, positive outlook. Sometimes you can assume that I'll analyze the thing, not to death, but enough to know, you know, where I can do better, at least my perception of where I can do better, even if it's not like totally reality. I try my best not to have an attitude where like I get down on myself, because I think, especially as you're like working on some of your own things, like it's not, you know, it's a typical thing. Not every day is going to be the same, and some days are going to be really bad, and sometimes the world is just bad. Like right now, like bad is the word. The world is bad. It's objectively bad. I don't think very many people can say it's good. I wouldn't imagine anybody doing that. I'm sure there are people, but that's not my people. But anyway, most people would consider what's going on right now bad. And like, it's easy to get caught up in that and lose sight of anything good. And so, yeah, I think like this is a constant feeling. The more you like get used to like trying to do new things and create things from very little, which is the definition of a startup, I would say it's almost the definition of business at this point. You're going to have all kinds of feelings come up. You're going to have all kinds of like things come up where you're like, crap, I wish I knew that. I wish I had talked to that person. I wish I would have learned that. I wish we would have done that earlier. And the moment I had was simply like, there's something that just wasn't done right. And I did a good job communicating it to the people involved in a way where I was like, not like, I was very thoughtful about making sure nobody took it personal, because it really wasn't personal, but something just wasn't done right by us as a team, as a company. And it wasn't like a massive failure. It was just an execution thing. It wasn't like it didn't hurt anyone. It hasn't been published or shipped or, you know, whatever yet. But I just didn't feel good about it. And I expressed it. And then 24 hours later, I had a better plan. And that's actually what this tweet was about. I just had a better plan all of a sudden. And I was like, oh, I feel a lot of relief and I feel a little frustrated. Maybe a lot frustrated about just not figuring it out earlier. It's just this feeling that you could have just figured it out earlier and imagine what could happen. But at the same time, the journey is a journey, right? And like, there's no real way to like hack the journey or make the journey happen faster of like building something or getting where you want to get to. And so that's really where it came from for me, was just something that we as a team did pretty poorly, in my opinion, and should be doing better. But then that completely was a transformative thing for me this time, where like I have a plan now, and the plan is like almost 100 times better than what we had sort of been how we had been approaching a bunch of things.
Love it. I love it. All right. So I think we are all going through these moments. But I think working on the one thing that the one little thing that can make all the difference, which is our